Well, good morning to everybody. Good morning to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. God bless you. We're into a new month. We're into a season of gratitude, a season of thanksgiving. A season of hallelujah anyhow. Yeah. Hallelujah anyhow. Well, what does that mean, Pastor Donna? Hallelujah anyhow. Well, when things don't go your way, you just lift your voice and say hallelujah anyhow. Well, Lord, you in control and I thank you anyway. That's what that means. Hallelujah anyhow. Well, the weather might not be the way you think it should be, or it would be better if the sun was shining, or it would be better if it was a little warmer, or it would be better if the snow was coming down, but not ice, or it would be better if my car was running better, and it would be better if the car didn't use so much gas, or it would be better. Hallelujah. Anyhow, come on, saints. The Bible says that in all things give thanks whatsoever, for this is the will of God concerning you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, when things are not going the way you think they should, hallelujah. Anyhow, when you got that notice that the company's laying off so many people, when you got that notice that you might be one of the ones laid off, hallelujah anyhow, because you know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah anyhow. It doesn't matter. Come what may, yeah, it's going to affect you. Yeah, things are going to change. Yeah, your situation is going to be different. Yes, but learn to just have a praise in your spirit. Learn to have a praise in your spirit. Hallelujah. Anyhow, Lord, I know you're going to work this thing out for my good. I know everything is going to be all right. Yes. I'm grateful that God has taken me from the complaining baby stage to the adult worshiper warrior stage. Come on, somebody. I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not by myself. There's a whole band of warriors, a whole band of warriors and worshipers that know how to call on God, that know how to thank the Lord through the good and through the bad, that know how to remain faithful and steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor, it's not in vain. Come on, help me today. I know I'm not just talking to myself, because God is doing a great work in us. He's called us to be mighty warriors in this season, in this day and time. You look around and things are going different directions, and this is spoken of by the prophets, and it's been spoken of that you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and these things will happen. Yeah, be faithful. Be faithful. Knowing whom you serve. Don't throw up your hands, saints. Don't give up and don't give out. Don't give in. For great is your reward. Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. God is doing a work in us. God is doing a work in us, and he's taking us where he wants us to be, and that is workers in the vineyard. The Bible says that the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot of work to be done, y'all, but the laborers are few. And if you think, well, Pastor Donna, what you talking about now? There's a lot of people that don't know who Jesus is. There's a lot of people that's searching, looking for answers, looking for something to put their hope in. There's a lot of people that don't know Jesus. They searching. They looking for self-help. They searching. They looking for chemicals, through chemicals, and maybe the chemicals can make them feel better. Maybe something else can make them feel better. Maybe they can trust in something else. But my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Yeah. It's all about him. And in these days, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be wars. And even rumors of wars. There's going to be folks that think they right, think they pulling all the cords and doing what's right, and they're far from God. But we know who our Redeemer is, and we know that we have to stand for righteousness in these last days. And so I'm just excited about the work that God has got doing. I'm excited about the work that he's got you and I doing. For this race isn't given to the swift, and it's not given to the strongest, but it's given to the one that holds out, the one that endures to the very end. That's who it's given to. Yeah. And I'm asking you to hold out. Don't give up. Don't give in. Hold out to the very end. Yeah. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for this season. Thank God for the weather. I thank God for blessing us over and over and over again. The title of our message we have today is Hold Fast. Hold Fast. Comes from the book of Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 21 and 22. 1 Thessalonians, that's in the New Testament. Verses, the 5th chapter, verses 21 through 22. Okay, I'm going to read 19, and then I'm going to go all the way through 23, just so you can hear the beginning, something, a verse of before and a verse after, okay? 1 Thessalonians, New Testament, the 5th chapter. Verses 21 and 22 is our key. But let's just start by verse 19. It says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. Yeah, that's the scripture. And then verse 23 says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then here's verse 24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Yeah, the one who calls you is faithful. He will do it. Yeah, our key verse is verses 21 and 22. 21 says, test everything, hold on to the good. And verse 22 says, avoid every kind of evil. Test all things. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. That's the title of our message today is Hold Fast. Hold fast. Hold on. Don't give out. Don't give in. Don't give up. Well, Pastor Don, it gets rough. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes your family turn against you. Sometimes this happened, that happened. Things happen to you that's not your fault. People lie on you. Well, what about if the person steal from you? Well, what about if people break into your house? The Bible says, hold fast. Don't give up. Well, what about if they lied on me on my job? Or what about if this happened? Well, what about if I lost my job? It wasn't nothing. I did everything that I was supposed to do, and it just didn't work out. Well, what about this? Well, what if I can't find a job? Yeah. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? What if I'm going through? Well, what if? What if, Pastor Donna? The Word of God says, hold fast to what is good. Yeah, hold fast. Hold fast to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Hold fast. That means no matter what, you keep on doing what you know is right. Well, what if everybody around me is taking stuff? What if everybody around me is stealing? Well, what if everybody around me is lying? Well, what about if everybody that I know is doing this and that? Hold fast. To what is right. To what you know is right. Yeah. Hold fast. That's the title of our message today. Hold fast. Well, what if you're the only one? You just have to be the only one. You just have to be the only one. Well, Pastor Donna, this, everybody in my family is like this. We do this and we do that and we do this. You can be by yourself and stand up for righteousness. Stand up for the word of God. Well, we don't have no dealings with these people. I don't have no dealings with this people. Or my family, we stay to ourselves. Or we don't have, hold on to what you know is right. Hold on, stand up for righteousness. Title of our message is Hold Fast. Don't give up, don't give out, and please don't give in. When I say these are the last days, things are changing. Things are changing. People are changing. Situations are changing. Things that you thought was one way is a different way. Yeah. But you hold fast to the word of God. You hold fast to what you know is right. You know, hold fast to what you know is true. Great is your reward in heaven. This is 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 21 and 22. That's our key. Let me tell you about the enemy. He is relentless. He is relentless in destroying the good. When he saw what God gave Adam and Eve, that it was good, he set out to take it away from them. Started at the beginning. When he saw these things were good, he set out to take it away. Well, okay, Pastor, well, what else? When he saw that King David was pleasing to God, he attempted to destroy David's relationship with God. Never take the good in your life for granted. Well, I got a home. Well, I got a car. Well, I got this. Don't take it for granted. Don't think that it can't be taken. But you know what? If you lose this job, if this job is gone, you better believe God's got something better for you. Well, if I lost my car. My car breaks down. Well, this is a bad time. You better believe God's got something better for you. God's got something better for you or to show you or to grow you. You better believe he has your best interest in heart and in mind. Yeah. Never take the good in your life for granted. Okay, hold fast to what is right. And if you do not hold on to it firmly, the enemy comes. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy, that's his job. And he does it, and he loves it, and he does it very well. But, Jesus says that I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That means not just life, not just live, but he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to bless you with things you didn't even know you needed. The things you didn't even know was good. Things was that was way out of your reach. God says he will give you the desires of your heart. Yeah. People will challenge the good that you are practicing. When you're trying to do right, you can believe the enemy is there and he's trying to throw a monkey wrench in this and try to challenge that. You keep on going. You keep on doing what you know is right. Well, what about if somebody pulling you away? Say no. Don't go. Don't do what they're calling you to do. The enemy doing his job, but you stand for righteousness. Yeah. People may criticize you for your moral stand. Yeah. They might criticize you for the way you're raising your children. People might criticize you for how you spend your money. Why would you give money to the church? Why would you give money to that person? They always asking for something. Why do you help them people? Why are you always giving? Why don't you give to me instead of giving to those needy people that's always needing something and wanting something? And why you give to the poor when you could give to me and I could do this and this and this and this with your money? People will criticize you for your stance. They'll criticize you for how you spend money. People will criticize you for your involvement in the church. I'm here to tell you, you hold on. You see, it's not the church building. Come on, somebody. You hear me? It's not the building. It's the church. We are the church. It's the people of God. Jesus says that upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We are the church. The people that love the Lord, they are the church. Yeah. And the enemy will come against you. He will come against you. He'll come against how you spend your money. He'll come against you and criticize you for the time. The time you spend doing things for the Lord, for others, for helping. Yeah. The enemy will attack even the good that you're experiencing and having pressures. Having deadlines. He will say, well, you shouldn't have did that. Well, you shouldn't have did that. Well, that's because of this. Yeah. During this time, this is time that we pray. This is time that we get closer to God. When you feel attacked, when you feel like, I can't believe that this is going on. I can't believe it. That's when you get even closer. You get even stronger. You get more equipment for battle. Come on, y'all, hear me. More equipment for battle. Yeah. Study the scriptures during times of attack. Be with family. Spend your time in prayer when you're going through hardship. serving at your church. Yeah. Even when there's time demands and it just don't seem like there's enough time in the day. Help the saints. Help the church. And again, we are the church. It's not the five people in a building. It's the church. We are the church. Those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Yeah. And then you may give generously to your church and to other Christian causes. And the enemy comes, and then and enemy says, well, you need that for this or you need that for that. The enemy will minimize your good deeds. The enemy will minimize the good that you're doing with family. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. He'll minimize it. That ain't nothing. That's a favorite verse, I believe, of the enemy. That ain't nothing, or you're not nothing. What you're doing is nothing. You're not nothing. Has anybody ever told you that? You're nothing. Has anybody ever told you that the work that you do for Christ is nothing? Well, I can tell you, they've told me that. Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard that I was nothing. Yeah. And the enemy will say that. The enemy will say, well, what you're doing is nothing. But God, he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Don't hold on to those words. That makes you get closer. It makes you get closer to Christ. You see, on Christ, the solid, come on, somebody, rock, we stand. And anything else is sinking sand. Yeah, yeah. I just thank God for his mercy, his grace, his favor. And while we're talking, I just want to thank God for Sister Patricia. I want to tell you I love you. And she's a warrior in Southern Missouri, DeSoto area. She's a warrior. And I just thank God, not just her. God's got prayer warriors. He's got faithful stewards, north, south, east, and west, doing the work that we're called to do. And you know what? Their labor is not in vain. I'm excited about the work that he's called all of us to do. And remember, we have to hold fast. We have to. We must. There's no option. No other option. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to what you know is true. Well, what if somebody says, well, this person is not like me, or this person don't like me, or this person is opposite of what I believe in? Hold fast. Because this race is not given to the swiftest. Neither is it given to the strongest. But it's given to the one that holds out to the very end. Yeah, and I just want you to be encouraged. Help those that are weak. Pray for the sick. Be joyful in your service. Be joyful in your work. Be joyful in your coming, and be joyful in your goings. He wants to take your joy. I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy would love to steal, kill, and destroy, take your joy completely away. Have you worried? The enemy wants to have you worried and have you depressed. Have you sad? Have you stressed? How am I going to make it? And you know what? Great is your reward as you trust in God, as you completely turn your strength, your energy, your hope to the Lord. The Bible says that we are his children, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Yeah. Prayer is a wonderful gift from God. Prayer is a wonderful gift from God. The Bible says that we're supposed to always pray and not faint, not give up when it gets hard. What about when loved ones are having a hard time? What about when loved ones pass on? What about when loved ones pass on and you've been praying? You've been praying, and they still leave us. That's because God prepared a place for them that we can't even dream of. The very streets are paved with gold. It's always hallelujah, hello, and never goodbye. Yeah. Even though you've been praying, even though you've been trusting and believing, God will call his warriors home to a greater reward. Come on, saints. He will call his warriors home to a greater reward. And what are we supposed to do? Keep on holding up that bloodstained banner. We're gonna walk by faith, and we're gonna walk not by what we see, but what we know. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And God will take you by the hand and lead you on to victory. There's works to be done. There's work to be done. Hold fast. That is our message. I don't want you to start this month feeling depressed. I don't want you to go into the month of December feeling like you're overwhelmed. We're not overwhelmed. We're standing firm on what we know, and we're going to hold fast to his word. God is a good God. And he's great and greatly to be praised. Hold fast to what you know is true. The Bible says, test all things. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. And that's exactly what we're doing. This is Pastor Donna Evans. And you've been on Trinity Talks. And I'm excited about the work that you're doing. In this day and age, in this season, you're doing a good work. Keep doing good. Blessing others. Go on our website. We have messages. We're on Facebook, Trinity Talks. That's on Facebook. And under Donna Evans, look for Donna Evans on Trinity Talks. I'd love to see you every Sunday morning. We're on at 9 o'clock, and then we're on other radio stations, as well as KJFF. We're on KCNW. That's Kansas City, 1380 AM, 96.1 FM, and that's at 4:30. We're on WLMR, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 1450 AM, 103.3 FM, and that's at 5 o'clock. These are all on Sundays, Sunday PM. And then WNVY AM, FM, 330 PM, and that's in Pensacola, Florida. Thank God for each and every one of you.